God, one thing that you can actually say when you come before God is this, and he's going to teach them some very important, not only theology, but some truth about God. He says, pray this, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we are also forgiving everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. The first word would have startled them. The word for Father is Abba. It's in Aramaic. It's what small children say as a term of affection and request to ask one of their parents a question or to be picked up as a small child and be brought into his arms. The Jews by this time have a very transcendent view of God. He's almighty. He's powerful. They have multiple rules and all these things that you can and cannot do. They have a written tradition and an oral tradition, and men are overwhelmed with the load and the pains of the law. Jesus would say, you put heavy weights on men. You're blind guides. They're filled with religion. They're filled with ritual. They're filled with rules, but there's no reality. And Jesus cuts through it and says the very first thing you say, Abba. You come to God as a father. He's accessible. He's personal. He's warm. He's available. He loves you. And then as you go through the prayer, he says, recognize his holiness and his reverence. And then pray first about God's agenda. And then pray specifically about your needs. And then make sure you address the issues of forgiveness, not only what you need from God, but what you're giving to others. And finally, pray for spiritual protection. The purpose of this message is not to do an exposition of the Lord's Prayer, as it's called. But what I want you to see is that he gives them an approved pattern. He says, this is a good pattern to pray. And it begins with their view of who he is. But notice, after he gives them the approved pattern, there's a question behind the question. When they said, teach us what to say when we pray, it was more than that. It was, we want to be connected to God the Father the way that you're connected to God the Father. And so they thought it was a formula. Give us a formula. So he says, okay, you need a formula? Here's a formula. But then he's going to say, but the question behind the question is, you really want to know how to touch the invisible. The real question is, how do you touch the heart of God? The real question is, what's the ancient path where you can come before God and experience God the Father the way I experience God the Father? And so to do that, he not only gives them a formula, but he now gives them the secret to communion with the Father that transcends any pattern or any form, and he gives them what I would like to call an astounding parable. Notice what picks up in verse 5. Then he said to them. Okay, I've given you the pattern. Then he said to them. Notice the first word, suppose. It's hypothetical. He's making it up.